Shamar Stewart practiced in pads on Wednesday. On Tuesday, Zach Taylor had said, "Shamar will stay on the rehab field this week and we'll just take him week to week," per Dave Clark at the Cincinnati Inquirer, and Stewart ran on the rehab field that afternoon. On Wednesday, he was in uniform doing position drills, without a knee brace, for the first time since hyperextending the knee on July 29th. The second rep of team drills in the opening week of camp, in a collision with Cody Ford, per Russell Heltman at Bengals on SI. Stewart, per Jay Morrison at Bengals on SI, "Injuries suck, and on the day, it made me feel good. It's very meaningful. Asked whether Tampa Bay is possible? That's not up to me, it's up to the training staff." Our last episode carried Heltman's read of the decision to keep him on the 53 rather than a reserve list, the door left open for a first-month return. Wednesday is the first evidence for it, and one thing to fix on the page. We called Stewart a rookie edge rusher. He is a second-year player, the 17th pick of the 2025 draft, 8 games and 5 starts before a November knee injury ended that season. Cincinnati's one waiver claim went to the one job Taylor will not call settled. The Bengals were awarded tackle Miles Hinton from Philadelphia on Monday, per Josh Alper at Pro Football Talk. A 6th-round pick out of Michigan, 24, no regular season snap yet, a rookie season on injured reserve, and 6 preseason games at left tackle across 2 summers, with 5 pressures allowed on 139 pass-blocking snaps by the charting outfit Pro Football Focus, per John Sheeran at A to Z Sports. Heltman notes the team passed on 3 other available tackles, Cameron Williams, Chukwuebuka Godrick, Jarrett Kingston, while holding better waiver priority. The line kept 9 on the initial 53, 4 of them tackles, Orlando Brown Jr. and Amarius Mims starting, Javon Foster and Jalen Rivers behind them, per Alper. Hinton is the 5th tackle and the 10th lineman. The spot came from tight end Tanner Hudson, whose contract was terminated Monday, per the team's transaction log. A surprise on the beat, because Hudson had signed an extension this offseason, and who was back on the practice squad Tuesday. Taylor on the swing tackle. "I think we're still competing there, and I can let them compete every week for the rest of the season. What he wants from it? Consistency, and just trust that the backup tackle is going to go in and win the game." The last practice squad signing was another swing at it. Tackle Blake Freeland, Indianapolis's 2023 4th-round pick. 25 games and 9 starts across 2 seasons, all of last year on injured reserve with a leg. More starting experience than any of the 3 competing for the swing job, per Sheeran. The practice squad is Cincinnati's own camp, plus 3 from outside. 11 signed Monday, per the team, all of them in camp here. Running back Kentrell Bullock, quarterback Sean Clifford, defensive tackle Howard Cross III, defensive end Isaiah Foskey, 3 sacks and 11 pressures across the preseason, per Anthony Cosenza at SB Nation, the best player the team cut by his ranking. Linebackers Joe Giles Harris and Shaka Hayward, cornerback Brelin Lux, running back Kendall Milton, receivers Jordan Moore and Noah Thomas, and safety Russ Yeast. 5 on Tuesday, cornerback Trickweezy Bridges, Dallas's 2025 7th-rounder with 16 games and an interception last season, tackle Freeland, tight end Hudson, quarterback Josh Johnson, and defensive end Garmin Randolph, a year on the Chargers practice squad. 16 as of Tuesday, by the team's own announcements. Johnson was the omission Morrison found interesting, and Morrison's read was that the team was giving him a window to find a 53 somewhere. Taylor, quoted by Morrison, "I would love that for Josh. However it plays out with Josh, he has been such a pro. We're really proud of him. Nobody bit. He is a Bengal again." So of the 4 vested veterans we told you were released to free agency Sunday, 3 were back within 2 days, Giles Harris and Yeast Monday, Johnson Tuesday, and only running back Gary Brightwell has no reported destination. 2 cuts left the organization, both for other teams' practice squads. Receiver Mitchell Tinsley, 17 games and 2 touchdowns for Cincinnati last season per Clark, signed with Houston's practice squad per Morrison. Tight end Cam Grandy, 13 games and 7 starts over 2 years, and the man Morrison expected back as tight end insurance, signed with Minnesota's on Tuesday, per Craig Peters at the Vikings site. No Bengal was claimed anywhere. Andrew Kurth's confirmed claims table for Monday's waiver run has Cincinnati taking 1 player and losing none. Charlie Jones, the returner we said the team moved on from, went unclaimed with the rest, and no reporting this week places him anywhere. Neither does the tight end room have 5. We told you Jack Endries made it alongside Mike Gesicki, Drew Sample, Hudson, and Eric All Jr., which was true of the initial 53 and stopped being true Monday. it is 4. The reserve list is the 2 names from Sunday, per the team's log. Guard Brian Parker 2, with a knee, and cornerback Josser Taylor, with a hamstring. Both on injured reserve with return designations, the option Cincinnati used on them and not on Stewart, per Morrison. Nothing was added through Tuesday. One more fix for the page, we said all 7 draft picks made the initial roster. Parker, the 189th pick, was placed on injured reserve at the same cutdown, so 6 are on the 53, and the 7th is designated to return. Taylor's read of the roster, per Pat Brennan at The Inquirer. It was ultimately fun to put together because we feel like we're really deep, even going out to the practice squad. What jumps out? The defensive line, 11 kept, per WKRC's account of the same availability. It's waves there. I think that's critical. And some of the men released would have been on the 53-man roster in other years. On Dante Myers, he has earned his way, that is for sure. Morrison's number a fan would not have guessed. 4 linebackers, Knight Jr., Carter, Burks, Bozeman, the fewest the franchise has carried since at least 2006. Back in July, we previewed Cincinnati as the rare team whose case was entirely causal. No luck to give back in last year's 6-11, so the playoff argument came down to a healthy Burrow plus a defense rebuilt by checkbook from 29th toward the middle. The floor under that argument, an offense 19th in expected points added per play, the measure of how much each snap moved the expected score. 7th running, 24th throwing, and that 29th ranked defense. Cut day argued for nothing against the case. This week argued a little for it. The edge rusher Cincinnati spent a roster spot on rather than a reserve list is in pads. The roster lost nobody to a 53, and the only open job is the backup tackle. The July premise holds. Its first test is 10 days out, and the man it kept a roster spot for just ran without a brace. Next is the Buccaneers, Sunday, September 13th, at Paycor Stadium. What to watch, whether Stewart takes a team rep in game week, and who is the swing tackle on the first game day roster. The recap follows the game. Data via NFL Verse.